This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This new TV show, Lovers and Liars, is so in line because what was the name of the show that we had? It was on cable, but.
Well, see, we had Temptation.
Temptation, that's right.
And then Nikki had F-Boy.
And yeah. F-Boy was pretty over the top. Now they've got it to where they can run it on the CW on this network. It debuts Thursday, 8 o'clock on the CW. It's going to be incredible. The setup is there's three guys, and you know what? Let me get Nikki on. That way she can explain it with me because I don't want to screw this up because it's a fantastic setup.
Born June 1st in Cincinnati, Ohio, and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, a graduate of the University of Kansas, she is a stand-up comedian who has made a name for herself on the late-night talk show circuit as part of numerous Comedy Central roasts and her HBO and Netflix specials, as well as her appearances on numerous game shows and her forays into reality television. And this Thursday night, we'll see the debut of her new CW reality dating competition, Lovers and Liars. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Nikki Glaser.
Miss Nikki Glaser, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Hey, congratulations on this new gig on the CW. Another Lovers and Liars. Another show. Oh, we were talking about this. This is so over the top to me, like soul-crushingly over the top. That idea that three guys come in, they want love. And 24 ladies try to make them fall in love with them. If they get, 12 want real love, 12 want the $100,000.
Yeah, 12 are just there for the money and to trick these guys, and they're just dirtbag women that are really manipulative and get these guys to fall in love with them. And I didn't know women were, like, capable of this kind of manipulation because I don't date women. But they are. They're just as bad as guys. It was insane. I filmed this last summer, and so I already know how the show goes, and it's wild. And this is essentially, well, what we did was, so I have the show F-Boy Island, which is the same premise, just like swap the genders. And then the CW, that aired on the CW last winter, and people who watch the CW don't like naughty words, and
right.
no one watched it. Even though it's a great show, because people are so scared of the word F, I guess.
Yeah, I
and
know.
And so we changed the name. It was supposed to be called F Girl Island. Like, it was supposed to be a spinoff.
Yeah.
You know, we did F Boy, and now it's F Girl. We shot it as F Girl Island. I said, welcome to F Girl Island. That was the name of the show. But because people are so sensitive, and because we could not sell ads for a show called F Girl Island, because people are so scared, we had to change the name to Lovers and Liars. So that is the name of the show. It's a good name. It's fine. But it is F-Girl Island. That is what you will be watching. It is amazing. It is naughty. It is indecent. It is insane. And, it's too hot for TV, so we had to change the name for it.
Nope, listen, I love the idea. Like, whatever gets them in, because here's why I really think this is going to be huge for you. I think the idea, because we always think of men as these, like these guys, like they're always the dogs, right? Like they're always the guys, the F boys. And the truth of the matter is, we've always been stupid. Men have always been dumb. The second you really put it on us, you put us some crazy sex, and then you double down with, I'm such a good girl, and I really care about you, and you stroke our such a sensitive ego that we have. Women are far more complex. To get them to believe that you're worthwhile is super hard. But a guy, we're so basic and stupid, like this will be like shooting fish in a barrel.
It really is. And it's like these girls know exactly what they're doing. They're experts at it. You know, when they would get eliminated and then they would reveal if they were an F girl or a nice girl, they would say, oh, I'm an F girl. And I've got five guys I'm doing this to right now. I'm in Vegas. This is what I do for a living. I manipulate guys. I lie to them. I get them to fall in love with me. I don't care about any of them. I actually like women. I don't like men at all. And I was just, your jaw is just on the floor because you've watched this girl be so cute and sweet and really want to settle down and talking about having kids. And she's just like lying the whole time. I'm always just really mystified that people can be this good at lying and do it on TV. I'm like, girl, you have to like have this like following you the rest of your life that you're a liar. Like people can like pull up this footage.
Well, how about the guy
so
who's
hot, they don't care.
He's like, I really am in love with you, Marjorie.
The guys don't even care. They're like, I still want you. Like, you know, everyone wants what they can't have. So it's just, it's so fascinating. It's really fun to play along because we give you some information, but we don't get, sometimes you know if a girl is lying or not. And sometimes you're just like, you have no idea. So it's kind of fun because sometimes you just can see this girl lying and you know for sure because she's telling the camera, like, I hate this guy. He is so boring to be around. I'm a lesbian. Like, you will know it. And then the other girls, you will have no idea and you won't find out until the end, you know? So it's really compelling. It's so fun. It's just a classic, perfect dating reality show.
Yeah.
If you need something after The Bachelor, The Bachelorette ended the other day, or The Bachelor ended. And then, this is a perfect new reality show. It's CW, Thursday night, 8 p.m. And, Lovers and Liars.
It's truthful. That's the worst part about this. I think it's a little too real where you're like, oof. Because the thing is, because now here's what I want to watch. I want to know, and I'm going to see if the girls that put the super hot, dirty sex on a guy are the F girls first, or that's just the way it is, or is the better manipulative move to make them hold back. But I got to tell you, putting it on a guy, like, you know how it is, Nick. We go blind. We're dumb. We just, you put it on us the right super dirty porno sex, and then you double down with being a pretend to be a super sweet, super kind. Like, oh my God. Then I just, everybody wants,
Well, the thing is, these guys, like, can't have, we don't let them, like, sleep over, until the very end. And so these guys think that these girls would sleep with them right away. So they have the illusion that it would be happening, which is the best, the best way to get a guy to fall in love with you is to like make him think that you will have sex with them and that you just can't right now, but then never do because, I've just, in my 20s, I slept with guys way too soon and they don't like you after that. Like they like you up until the moment. And then afterwards they don't really respect you. So the goal is, the key is to give the illusion you just are so eager to sleep with them and you just can't yet. And then you never do. And then they love you forever. And then the second you do, they don't really like you anymore.
And then, the one girls, if they get the 100,000, the guy gets nothing and he gets his heart broken.
Yeah. That's the thing. So if at the very end, if the guy doesn't know, is she an F girl? Is she a nice girl? Which is it? If he picks her, and then she is an F girl and she decides to keep the money because she can, F girls can change, right? Like we've seen F boys change before and say, you know what? Actually, I actually do like you. I didn't know I could have a real connection. Let me split the money. I don't want to be a total dirtbag. But then they can also take all the money. So they steal money from these people after just breaking their hearts and telling them like everything I told you was a lie for the past 6 weeks. So it's pretty intense. There are hearts broken. There are just financial ruin. I mean, these people would like dedicate their lives for 6 weeks thinking they're going to walk out with at least $50,000 and they walk out with literally nothing. And it's devastating. But these guys that are the three main guys, you kind of are almost rooting against them at some points because they're all guys that have been on the show before as former F boys that have been reformed. So these guys are like, they're guys that came into the show being like, I'm an F boy. I don't want a real relationship. And then they fell in love on the show and they kind of got dumped. And so we brought them back to redeem themselves. And they actually do want love. They like actually think they're there to find a wife. And it's so delusional. It's amazing.
I got to ask you, where are you at personally right now? Are you with a guy or are you single?
I'm with my boyfriend of 10 years.
So that's my whole thing is, doesn't this make you stay in your relationship no matter what?
Yes.
Doesn't
totally.
It? Like, you're like, I'm never leaving this. I don't care if you beat me. I just like.
Dude, it's like that. Like you hear stories where you're like, oh, you know, maybe it'd be fun to be out there. This new app. Oh my God. You like look at your friend's phone when they're swiping and you're like, wow, I could really do some damage out there. But then you just realize, no, you would get damaged. Like, it's just too rough. I can't handle trying to decipher what someone means from their text. Like, it's already hard enough with my boyfriend and, like, trying to figure out what his moods are.
Yeah.
And if he's mad at me or something. Like, I can't handle being like, does this guy like me? Does he not like me? Will he never talk to me again? And then I get into this thing where I start fantasizing, like, about our life together way too soon. And I can't help my imagination. Right. And it just goes full speed ahead. And then the person we haven't even been on a date yet. And I'm like planning our wedding in my head. And then when they don't like you back, it's just so devastating. I don't think I can handle it. There's lots of things that keep you in a relationship. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I look at like, you know, you go to the bathroom and you look down and you go, oh, what's going on down there? Like that's starting to change. Like, geez, like everything on my body. I'm like, okay, so that's what that looks like. I guess I have to stay in my relationship forever because no one new can see that. Like, what am I even doing
down
there?
Your vagina's like, fine. Stop it.
Yeah. I mean, I got to look at it more often because it changes, throughout
the
years.
They don't.
And I don't look at it enough because there's no good news, but I see it about as much as I see like a nephew who lives out of state, like once every, Christmas, and I'm like, oh my God, you've gotten so big, you have a mustache now.
And he's so close to it that he doesn't notice the slight changes over time. That's right. You are the best, Nikki Glaser. I just love you so much, man.
Love you.
This Lovers and Liars, it debuts on the CW, 8 o'clock Kansas City time this Thursday. Provided we all survive the eclipse, you understand. This amazing.
Oh yeah. I mean, are people really worried that this is gonna like hurt people?
I love conspiracies. Is it safe to eat food made during the eclipse? Is it the beginning of the end? Is it a government conspiracy? Why don't they want you to look at the sun? I'm like, let it all roll.
Please look at the sun.
Yes.
Please look at did you see there was some report of some woman that looked at the sun back in 1977 when the eclipse came through, and she still is blind in one
Jesus,
eye. Because she looked up at it too long, and she's like, she's not completely blind, but she's like, one eye is just white floaters throughout the whole eye. So don't look at the sun. Like, why do you need, what are you going to see up there that you're so excited about? Like, I mean, maybe they're lying about it, but what do people think is up there that they're trying to get us out to see?
Why is the government telling us not to look at the sun, Nikki Glaser? Why are the government giving us free sunglasses? What is it they don't want you to see?
Do people just like, okay, you know what? Drive with your baby in the front seat too. Just put him up in the windshield. Like, don't wear seatbelts. Don't follow stop signs. Like, there are rules, people, that you need to follow. It's not everything that's a rule is not holding you back and trying to, control you. It's like there are things that are about public safety, but we've lost our minds.
Whatever, Nikki Glaser.
I'm not in the path of it. Are you driving to go see it?
Oh, hell no, man. We're only getting 89% here. We're not in the path of
totality. That's pretty good.
So it's St. Louis, by the way, your hometown is getting it. It's a major, major spot.
I know. And I'm in LA right now. I'm bummed. I would want to, I've heard it's like, I've missed it in years past. Cause I just would not, I wouldn't even think to care about that. I'm just like, it gets dark and people go, it gets dark for like 90 seconds. It's like night. And I go, you know what else it gets night? Like all night long. And it's also really cool how that happens. I don't get what is so exciting about it, but I've heard people say it's like life changing. Like everyone talks about it like a spiritual experience, which I do think it seems pretty cool. But I'm missing it.
Yeah, listen, I'll let you know if we all survive and what happens.
I hope you do.
And listen, I love you. I can't wait to see you.
I love you
in Kansas City doing stand up. Our Lovers and Liars, this new show debuting Thursday, 8 o'clock in the CW. I promise you, we'll catch up throughout the season on it.
I love it. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Bye, sweetheart. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.